Yeah.
Because all the horrors of the world has spent a billion dominoes fallen for us to be here where we are.
So you got to pinpoint the first domino.
Early. I mean, the first domino is like probably when we learn how to store grain, you know.
And that was like 27.
And started settling in cities, you know.
Yeah.
But, interesting.
I mean, I guess maybe I try to stop 9/11. I don't know.
There we go.
You got it.
That was the right
That's
answer.
That's today's theme.
Yep.
Okay, good.
If you could go back to any old Tuesday morning.
I remember I thought Rosie O'Donnell died.
Like, on that day?
Yeah, because I was old and my mom...
Oh, wait, you're breaking
sad.
Up. Say that again.
My mom was really sad on that day. And I knew something bad had happened in New York, and I thought it was that Rosie O'Donnell had died.
You cut up a little bit, but what
yeah,
I'm getting is, I think we get the gist.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I gotta get going, but it's fun calling in. Great show.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks Twist.
For calling.
We appreciate your help with the reviews of our bin cuts.
Oh, thank you. Well, keep up the good work.
Okay. Have a good night.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
If you're not doing anything Friday, That Guy's Band has their album release show at Bottle Rocket Social Hall. It's Friday, June 16th. If you can't get a ticket to Taylor Swift, you could go to that. It'll be a fun time. That's just... We don't really know who that was, but I'm just assuming...
That he has a show Friday at Bottle Rocket.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Well, what else we got?
We got
some promos.
The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and regular gallery hours are every Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m., or by appointment, or you can visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, call 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org.
Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul, with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists, Thursdays at 8 p.m. and re-airing Sunday nights at 11, only on WRCT. Brazilian music is arguably the number one export product from Brazil, from Ipanema to the world. Represents Brazilian music and information to the listeners of WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook in a broad range of musical styles.
All right, we already started it, but we're into our punk rock block, so enjoy that. Hopefully, you like it more than Twisty liked Sue Palmer.
Oh,
This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
seat. Snake in the grass. Lying, lying through our screens. I don't want nothing to do with you. You don't want nothing to do with me. Cause I hate you.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate you.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate you.
Oh, girl.
I hate you. Discovering facts that they're not releasing.
smile or a frown. These kids don't wanna go down. That's the difference between you and the cyclone machine. They say you're too tightly strung. That's why you're not having fun. But that's not what it's about. Trying to figure things out. Too many obstacles flung. I guess you wish you were young.
to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy. Let's just rip through what we just heard. We heard Twisterella by Ride, Pearl by Chapter House, NITA by Young Marble Giants, and then we had Wish You Were Young by Mars Classroom.
Before that was Hardcore Del 2 by Andy Peterson's Army, I Hate You by Sick Thoughts, Tooth and Nail by The Chisel, Black Hole by The Urinals, The Future Is Here by Danny's Favorites, She's the One by The Ramones, and Here We Are Nowhere by Stiff Little Fingers. All right, we're going to do some community signal boosting here. These are messages out from lonely, downtrodden community members who just kind of need somebody right now. So, Nick, I'll let you take this one.
All right. This one is titled, these are coming from the Misconnections, by the way, on Craigslist. This is titled Fortune Star Buffet in Pleasant Hills. You were eating lunch at around 11 a.m. with, I'm guessing, your kids. I couldn't keep my eyes off you. I think you are super cute. Wish I would have said something. If by chance you see this, or in this case hear this, I'd love to chat.
This is Fortune Star Buffett, Pleasant Hills. Could that be you? Rivers Casino. Home Depot. Probably will never hear from you. This is coming from North Fayette. Probably will never hear from you, but you never know. June 8 evening. You older, me younger. Helped you load a box in your vehicle. What was it? What was it?
St. Albert's Carnival? We chatted a few times at the carnival. So this is St. Albert's Carnival in Baldwin. We chatted a few times at the carnival. You were taking down the lights beside the main tent when I had to roll. I would like to chat more. I hope you see this.
If that is you, the post ID is 763184377. That's 763184377. Meanwhile, I lost touch with my Sunday friend.
This is too vague. We can't do this.
Used to hang out Sunday afternoon. Lost your info. Would love to reconnect. This is coming from somewhere on the West End. By 79 and Campbell's Run Road, that intersection. I don't want to name names here. Let's,
Dead & Co. last night.
Oh, okay. Justin, listen up. We were waiting at the east entrance to get into the pavilion. You were wearing a white sleeveless Grateful Dead shirt from 1984 and black pants. I'm the bearded guy that was in a navy Dave Matthews Band shirt and ugly brown hat. You were being friendly, but I was too smitten to put words together, especially after you were kind enough to help clear a path for a car to exit. Things like that make me swoon. Let's find out how not compatible we are.
How many people do you think that narrowed down? A Grateful Dead shirt from 1984 and black
pants? And
an
ugly hat? That place is an ugly hat convention. This is coming from, like, Southside Slopes or, like, Allentown area. So, if that's you.
Monday evening laundromat. We know who that could be.
Moundsville?
Oh, maybe not. We had quite an animated discussion last night, and we owe it to ourselves to finish that. All that energy needs some channeling, especially from an older guy.
And this is, Moundsville is south of Wheeling. That's West Virginia, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we have a misconnection calling in. Let's see who it is.
Caller, can you hear us?
Yes, hello.
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 Yes, hi.
Were you in the Blue Hyundai at Aldi in Bridgeville?
No, I believe that was Nicholas.
Hmm. Oh, you don't say.
I could be wrong, though. Hey, listen, I don't got long, but I wanted to talk about today's most insane scientific discovery.
Okay, go on.
So I do think that the, hang on a second. QEP, what is it called? The gadolinium gallium garnet quantum processor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's thus far a theory, right? But it is potentially, you can fit the entire internet on a, like, 2-inch quantum processor.
Hello.
That could have some crazy implications, you know what I mean? Like, one entity could, have the internet on one, I don't know, 2-inch processor. Which, you know, could be awesome. You know, you could have a mega computer for gaming and whatnot and have you or whatever. Or you could give it to Kim.com and he, makes a bunch of crap sites like he did in 2000. I don't know. That's just my 2 cents. That's all. Have a good night, gentlemen.
Wait.
Hello?
Hey, you want to know what we think of your idea?
Okay, I didn't come up with it. It's not my idea.
But you think that it could be the best scientific discovery?
The most insane scientific discovery.
Okay. People, don't come at us with this gadolinium gallium garnet, ultra-dense digital storage mediums. We don't care about that.
No.
We're more interested in time travel.
Yeah, let's do a couple more misconnections.
If Timko could time travel, he should go to this place. That's a weird message. How about
Planet Fitness? No, not that one.
Just blown away by that beautiful blonde. Wow, do you have a way of making an impression. I really couldn't take my eyes off of you. Sorry, I was a bit occupied. Once I got to say hello, you were gone. I just want you to know that I was totally impressed, and should you want to get together, please get back to me. So I know it's you. What was I occupied with? Probably your kids. It says you're at the playground.
Yeah.
That guy has all kinds of wrong dudes knocking at his door.
Oh, I like the PGA one. Long shot, I know, but the ball landed. So this is the title of this is chatting about how my shoes were kept so clean at the PGA Sunday Championship in Pittsburgh. Long shot, I know, but the ball landed in the mud on the sixth hole, and you came walking up, surprised by how my shoes were kept clean. We were laughing and talking about your friends and one of them being a bit on the alcohol side of things. We laughed. We high-fived. You're a funny guy. From Pittsburgh. Went back to see if I would run into you, but it was packed, as you know, and I didn't see you on 18th. We were on grandstand, but you weren't anywhere to be found. You were married, I assumed. You had a dark wedding band on. If this is you, be great. Tell me what you were planning to do in my shoes. What they look like, if you remember me, you were all dressed for the occasion with your boots. Yes, true long shot. If one of you or your friends remember that, be great. Maybe they will see this misconnection.
Hmm. From Pittsford, New York to Pittsburgh, PA. According to the map, that person posted from the middle of the Allegheny River. Well, someone in Indiana is looking for new friends for the summer. Always looking for young guys who need help during summer days. Helpful older guy here. Hit him up. I want your t-shirt. I want your old t-shirt. We don't need to do that one.
No, let's do two more.
Alright, White Oak Speedway. That sounds fun. Very pretty blonde, about 2:30 Sunday, 5 to 7. Eye contact and smiles. We exchanged pleasantries. You paid, I was next. I would enjoy chatting more. It's coming at you fast from the White Oak Speedway.
That was posted a month ago. All right, let's get one last good one.
Red car.
Guy in a red Ford car, quote-unquote, driving up and down Freeport Road. I seen you a few times, and I liked it.
Ah.
Winky face.
Cruising Freeport.
So if you have a red car, and you've ever been on Freeport Road, and you're listening.
But, this is... up past New Kensington. Not by pianos and stuff, but out much, much farther on Freeport Road.
Mm.
Didn't realize how long that road is, but love is found in the strangest places sometimes. Well, that was some signal boosting for you. And here's some more. The alternative radio program provides information, analyses, and views that are frequently ignored or distorted in corporate media. Mondays, 10 to 11 a.m. From the basement, hear what's what over a spread of electronic and alternative subgenres and hark to occasional interviews with local experts. Every Friday at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Back to the music.
Cigarette, a cup of tea, a bun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
baseball flirtatious example. Oh, bless her soul to further a degree. Theater goddess, film destroyer. New York girls are sure to enjoy her. A fuzzy peach teenage computer. A shocking figure in the eye of the universe.
Every year, college and university students experience a growing number of fire-related emergencies. There are several causes for these fire-related emergencies. However, most are due to a general lack of knowledge regarding fire safety and fire prevention. This message is brought to you by the Environmental Health and Safety Department. For more information regarding fire safety and prevention, please visit our website at cmu.edu/EHS. A casual attitude towards fire safety equals casual.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear, vaping is not safe for youth. Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body, and nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. They need someone to teach them what a sentence is. Subject and verb. These are all prepositional phrases. But either way, Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy print shop conveniently located in University Cohen Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black, white, and color copies, single and double-sided copying, assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, thermal binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop off site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
So for that last chunk of music we heard, we just had Sonic Youth with Radical Adults, Lick Godhead Style, Glenn Branca, My Relationship, Asobi Sexu, their song Strawberries.
I did everything right and they end up.
Saint... Saint Etienne, Mario's Cafe. Yeah, that was it. The last chunk of songs. Alright, this is going to be our last song tonight. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Again, this has been 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy. Good night.
It made me think back and I got confused. Dreams and memories came mixed up together. I saw a black crow fly against a pink sky. In a dark place among big statues, someone called you. They were wrapped in dirty bandages. You answered them in words I didn't understand. You went to them in the shadows. This morning I'm not so hungry. Somebody told me there's people who live in their dreams. For them it's life that isn't real. I saw your skin again last night. It was clean and white. The smell was in my nose and my stomach was tight. Mr. Skaggs appeared from over the heap of the hill, and he was richer than any of us, with copper wire he found in a secret place. People said he should share it like we'd agreed, but he wouldn't. He said he'd have a bed that night. He laughed and said his belly would be full. And he shook the copper at them. They got mad and fought him. And someone picked up a stone and hit him. And then they all did. Mr. Skaggs got mashed up really bad. And his head was all over the place. I got sick then. I wish there was somewhere I could go. My arms and my legs weren't mine anymore. The worst thing was that not the loss of my home. Not the loss of my money. My legs, my eyes, they were no longer mine. My sex drew back into itself, tight and dry, closed up. I could not make my thoughts. I'm scared, but there's nowhere different. They said they'll be cleaning this place out soon. Where can we go?
Friday night at 9 p.m., but what you are about to hear is the first 2 hours of a show that originally aired on June 2nd, 2023.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girls. My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the palace I'm used on lot. I am the pillar, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girls.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot. You think he's acting, but he's not.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot.
Oh,